I love you, Jesus. And I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus, and I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone, and I can sing to you this song. And I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Oh, I love you, Jesus, and I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. And I love you, Jesus, and I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Hold me in your arms. You are my shelter from the storm. When all my friends are gone, you were right there all along. And I never found a love like this before. Oh, I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus, and I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus, and I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. So, Father, we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your presence with praise. We come before your presence with thankfulness in our hearts, Lord. We come before you to bless and to magnify your great and holy name. For you have allowed us to see a brand new day. Allowed us to see a brand new day that we can be bold enough to say that this is the day that the Lord hath made. We thank you. We can rejoice and be glad in it because you are God, our victor, our empower, our restorer, our way maker has made this day just for us. For God, you remain to be the same yesterday and today and forevermore. And Lord, with that type of faithfulness,
with that type of consistency, with that type of, God, continuation, determinedness. Lord, we can rise this morning, God, with the mindset that everything is going to work together for our good. God, you made a way out of no way, God, and you didn't just begin yesterday. You did not just begin today. But, Lord, you have continued to make ways out of no way throughout the years. And not just throughout the years, but throughout generation after generation, God. From everlasting to everlasting, God, the word tells us that you are God. And because you have been God from everlasting to everlasting, and you have been the same since yesterday, today, and forevermore, we can depend upon you. We can put our trust in you. God, we can hold on to you. And, Lord, we can follow after you, God. We follow after so many different things that don't do anything for us. We can follow after people who don't even know us. We follow after situations, God, that have nothing to do with us. God, we're like looky-loos, the accidents that are passing by, Lord. We're so interested in it, but we have no intimacy with it. So we're just peripherally looking at you and looking at people, excuse me, not you, looking at things, Lord, that has no investment in us. But, Lord, you have invested everything in us. You loved us so much that while we were yet in sin, you allowed Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, to die on the cross for our sins. Lord, you have a vested investment in us. You have invested something in us, Lord, and you've offered a sacrifice to be a blessing to us, Lord. You've given us your best, Lord, so you have our best thoughts in mind. I'm thankful, God, this morning that you know the plans that you have for me. You know my ending from my beginning. You know the way that I should go. You know the steps that I should take. So as we come before your presence this morning with singing, we just want to let you know that we love you, that we love you and we adore you, that we just wanted to let you know, God, that we love you more than anything. Lord, I love you more than I love my wife. I love you more, God, than I love my job. I love you more, God, than anything. I love you more than television. Lord, I love you more than the many computers that are on my desk right now. Lord, I love you more than the motor vehicles that you bless me with outside. Lord, I love you more than the clothes that are in my closet. Lord, I love you more than my favorite Mexican food item. Lord, I love you more than anything, God, because you have been the one that have transcended the meaning of love. Lord, we love people because of what they've done for us. And that's not the type of love that you commanded us to have. We love when somebody treats us right. We love when somebody does something for us. God, we love, oh God, when people obey the things that we do. But you told us in your word that we love you when we obey you. But, Lord, it's not just because we obey you, God, but it's because of who you are. We obey you, Lord, because you're always right. We obey you, God, because you never lead us to the wrong ways. Oh, God, we obey you and we love you, God, because you first loved us. Lord, you loved us before we were even shaped in our mother's womb. God, you loved us, God, before we were even formed. And, God, it was even a thought in my mother's mind, Lord. You loved me, God, before generations, God, before I had even been a thought of, God. You loved me, God, since the beginning of time, when you began everything, when you created everything, Lord. You already declared that you were going to love me. Even though you knew my ending from my beginning, you knew the mistakes that I would make. You knew the missteps, Lord, that I would take. Lord, you knew that I would turn my back on you during a period of time, but then you also knew that I would hear your voice and heed your call. And I'm so grateful, God, that you know the steps that I need to take. I'm so grateful, God, that you know my ending from my beginning. Lord, I'm even more grateful, God, that you know just right where you need me to be and more. And so, Lord, I commit myself to you, and I commend my life to you, and I surrender to you right now. Lord, I declare yes to your will in the mighty name of Jesus. I say yes to your way obey, God. Yes, I shall obey, and yes, I shall go. Yes, I shall say, and Holy Ghost, yes, I will do in the mighty name of Jesus, because you know what's best for me, God, and I can't go against you. So I thank you, and I magnify you. Thank you for anointing us for this time. And Father, I pray that you would continue to take us through the processes that you are allowing us to go to or come across in our lives. The man of God spoke such a powerful word yesterday that, God, you are a God that takes us through processes. And God, even when we know, hallelujah, even when, God, we don't know what's going on, even when we can't understand, Lord, and why we have to go through these afflictions, God, but the suffering of this present time cannot be compared, God. It cannot be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Lord, you are working things out for our good, even in the midst of our tribulations. Lord, you are working all things together for our good in the midst of our afflictions. Lord, you are working things together for our good in the midst of our trials. And you have promised in your word that you would never leave us nor ever forsake us. At any time, I know that you have promised that you would never leave us, that you would never forsake us, God. That means that you're with us through thick and through thin. God, anytime I know that somebody that has not left is because they have not left because they're continuously in the work, God. When you leave a job or when you leave something going on, then you left that thing there. But when you remain in the midst of it, Lord, you continuously work on it, Lord. You just don't sit there and allow the things to occur, allow things to go into a lapse state. But Lord, when you're there and when we're there present, Lord, there's a ministry of a work, God, that is being performed. Lord, I thank you that you're always working things together for my good. Because I love you and because I've been called according to your purpose. God, continue to manifest your glory in each and every one of our lives. We need you, Lord, today. We need you to keep us, oh God, today. We need you to strengthen us, Lord, today. We need you to anoint us, God, for this day to be vessels of glory, vessels of honor. The man of God reminded us to remain salty, God, and those that are around us, Lord, should be dry and thirsty. He said their lips should be chapped salt because there should be so much salt in us. Lord, help us. We've been ineffective in our salt team, God. We've been ineffective in our seasoning, Lord. We've been ineffective in our light shining, Lord. Help us, Lord, today to get back to doing what you've called for us to be doing, for us to do. We are a chosen generation, God, that's been called out of darkness into your marvelous light for a reason, because the world needs seasoning. The world needs salting, God. The world needs the light right now in the name of Jesus. And in the world that we're living in today, God, seasoning, salting, and light is in a low commodity. But help us to shine so bright that men might see our good works. Help us to salt the earth, God. Help us to do what you call for us to do, God. Help us to be who you've helped us and you've allowed us and you've shaped us and you've formed us to be. God, I understand that where I'm at, Lord, is not just, I didn't do that on my own. I don't know you just on my own, but God, you have been so good to me. You've revealed yourself to me, God, and I'm so excited and I'm so, God, glad, and I'm so, I have the glad glance this morning, Lord, because, Lord, I saw a miracle last night. God, I'm so grateful that you are mindful of me, God. You put flesh under subjection. Flesh had a desire to remain in bed last night. God, flesh had a desire, oh God, to do something else last night, but Lord, since I'm obedient to your word and since, God, I'm a member and I'm a part of, Lord, I went my way, God, with a determination to bless your name, God, to give you glory, oh God, to give you honor, to give you praise. And Lord, you met us last night at Yeshua during our district meeting, Lord, and I was able to see a miracle. And Lord, not only to be able to see a miracle, but I was able to play a role, God, because, Lord, with the praises go up, blessings come down and you allowed me to pray and you allowed me to sing, God, and you allowed me to invest into worship, God, to set an atmosphere, Lord, that lives could be changed and miracles, signs, and wonders is able to be performed. I'm so grateful that you allowed me to experience your glory last night. It's something that we've been looking for, God. Every single time that we come before your presence, we're looking for your glory. Lord, our cups are empty, Lord, and we want you to overflow. God, the man of God said last night, don't just get a cup, but get one of them foot basins, Lord. I want something, God, greater than just a cup, Lord. I want something greater because I want more of you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my soul is hungry and my soul is thirsty, God, and my soul longs for you, oh God, longs for your presence, Lord, longs for your anointing, oh God, longs for your power. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I need more. The songwriter sung, I need more, more, more. Jesus, more of you. I need so much more, God. And what you gave me yesterday, Lord, is not enough for today. God, I don't have to take over, oh, God, something from yesterday, Lord, but you have a brand new manna for me today. Oh, glory. You have a brand new refreshing for me today, God. You have a brand new revival, God. You have something fresh for your people today. So, Lord, we don't look for what you did yesterday to do again today. But God, we expect for you to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, God. But it's according to the power that work in us. Holy Ghost, begin to work in us now, God, that we may believe the impossible, God, that we may see the invisible, God, that we may believe, oh God, and look at the invincible, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I want souls to be saved, oh God. I want lives to be empowered, oh God, and lives to be changed in the name of Jesus, because I serve as a conduit, God, to invoke your presence, to invite you into the midst of us. Lord, let me stir up all day long that as we bring ourselves together tonight, that there will be an explosion of your glory, God, in the house, because we've taken time out to marinate ourselves. We've taken time out to spend time with you, God. We've taken time out, oh God, to study, to show ourselves approved unto you, God. We've taken time out, oh God, to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. Oh God, fill us up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, until we overflow, that when we come together, we'll run over in your anointing. We'll run over in your power. We'll run over in your praise. We'll run over in your worship. And God, as we run over, we can be more effective in our ministry. We can be more effective in our giving. Because, Lord, giving is just not a financial thing. But, Lord, I want to give of my talent. I want to give of my sacrifice. I want to give of my time. Lord, I give myself away to you. And I give myself away so that you can use me for your glory and for your honor, that I can be an agent of change in this world. Not only does America need saving, but, Lord, the family needs saving today in the name of Jesus. If the enemy can destroy the family, then he can destroy the foundation of the church. And so, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I bind the devil's hand in the family unit in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I know I don't have the authority, but, Lord, I can speak to the one that has the authority. God, I can speak to the one that has the power. Oh, God, I can speak to the one that can put the devil under my feet. Lord, I declare this morning that the enemy is bound in the name of Jesus. In regards to our family, in regards to our home, I speak life over the family unit right now in the name of Jesus. I can, because, Lord, I give myself away to you. Lord, I'm not casting my cares, or I'm not bringing my thoughts and my concerns before you this morning, but, Lord, I'm thinking on the things of others. Lord, I'm concerned about the lives and the family unit of others. Lord, I'm concerned, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, because I know that the family unit is what makes the church strong. So I pray for fathers everywhere, that we as men may stand up in and take our rightful places, that we may take our rightful positions as the head of the family, and not that we head or we lord over what you have given us, Lord, but that we would be an example, that we would be an example of holiness, that we would be an example of righteousness, that we may reflect the image and the qualities and the love that Christ has for the church. And the love that Christ has for the church is that he was willing to give his life so that the church might live. Lord, help us to do everything that we can do, Lord, so that our family units will live and not die in the name of Jesus. Lord, that must mean that we must take time to pray, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we were reminded last night that one of our weapons of our warfare, God, is the power of praise. Oh God, give us and stir up into the men of God everywhere that we will be willing to take time to pray and that we will be willing to take time to offer unto you praise in the name of Jesus. Lord, tears just kept flowing down my face all night long, God, because I had a longing for your glory, God. I had a longing for your presence, Lord, and it's because I need you to do something on my behalf in the name of Jesus. So I was willing to invest myself in prayer because prayer changes things. Stir up in us as men that we would, Lord, invest ourselves in prayer. Men ought to always pray and not faint. Lord, we give up for so many things. We put other things before you and they become our God because we place them before you. We place our sporting activities before you, God. We put, God, our out external golfing and bowling and all these other things, looking at sports, God, and hanging out with the fellas. But we put so much in front of you, and then we expect you to empower us. We expect you to strengthen us. We expect to be the head, Lord, and we have no power. We have no anointing. And anything that's leading without power is ineffective. Lord, I pray for the men that are leading homes today that you endue us with power on high in the mighty name of Jesus. Save the unsaved, Lord, because if we don't know you in the pardon of our sins, Lord, we're already ineffective, Lord. We're already behind the eight ball. In the mighty name of Jesus, we can't do any good because in our flesh there is absolutely no good thing, God. And that's the problem is in our flesh we do things that are unseemly, God. That's in our flesh, Lord. We do things that are outside of your will, God. We do things that are destructive to our future and destructive to our relationship with you when we do things in our flesh because our flesh is enmity against you. It's enmity against your spirit. And your spirit came, you came that I might have life. And so, Lord, help us, Lord, today. Pray for the men that lead families across the nation. Not just my intimate family, not just those that are at my ministry, not just those that I know, but, Lord, I pray for men everywhere that we would take hold of the mantle of leadership and that we would lead our families in spirit and in truth that they may know you. Lord, I remember the day when you had me call a family meeting. Lord, we had a beginning of the year meeting. And it was you transitioning my family from being a member of a church to preparing us to launch out in ministry. Lord, I didn't know that when you had me call that meeting. But Lord, when I told some individuals about that I'm gonna have a year beginning family meeting, Lord, they mocked me. They laughed at me because, you know, that's things that are done by businesses and by churches, Lord. But this family unit is just as equal to a church and just as equal to a business, Lord, we had to do planning because there were some things, Lord, that we had to get out that would not go on in this house any longer. Lord, there are some things that you had me to reveal to the family, Lord, so that we can get our hearts and we can get our minds in order. Lord, there were things that needed to be put into place so that you could begin to work on our behalf. So I'm grateful, God, and I pray that you would give us wisdom. For without a vision, the people will perish. Lord, and our families are perishing because the head, the man, does not have a vision for his family. I declare right now that our vision should be, as for me and my house, we're going to praise the Lord, that we have the boldness and the authority to let our families know that that ministry is important. God, meaning that we will go take time to invest ourselves into ministry. We need to bring our children to Sunday school. We need to bring our children to church. We need to bring our children to Bible study, Lord. Lord, stir up in us the more that we don't compromise, that we don't allow our children to cop out and say that there's something else that they need to do. But, Lord, to invest in them, oh, God, and to encourage them, Lord, and to let them know that you are the most important thing. God, even to our adult children today that seem to be doing everything which is right in their own eyes, and God, it's not pleasing to you. But, Lord, help us to feed into them the word of God, that when they come to their senses, Lord, they'll have something to hold on to. When the world removes itself, those things that they're relying upon, those things that are depending upon, when they begin to fail them, Lord, they'll know that there is still a God that loves them in spite of their issues and in spite of their turning their back on you, that you still love them, that you're still willing to open up yourself and avail yourself to them, that you're still there with them, God, with open arms, ready to receive them right where they are at. Lord, help us today as the head. The family unit is strong when the man is strong, when the husband is strong. The family unit can run when the woman is leading the family, when the man is absent. But Lord, the family is so much more effective when we play our roles the way you've ordained for them to be. And so, Lord, I pray for each and every man that's under the sound of my voice this morning. I pray for each and every head of household under the sound of my voice this morning that you would anoint us to lead. Many of us have taken the mantle of leadership, Lord, and have not discussed with you, do not have a prayer life with you, do not have a vision for the family, Lord, that we're just leading our families astray. But, Lord, I bind that spirit of selfishness. I bind that spirit of ignorance. I bind that spirit of foolishness right now. Help us to submit to you. Help us to surrender to you. Help us, God, to say, not my will, but let thine will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the mothers and the women and the wives this day, that you would continue to strengthen them, that you would continue to encourage them, that you would continue to anoint them, God. It's so amazing, Lord, how the family unit has survived when men have been absent, God, in generations after generations. Before I go, Lord, break the cycle. Break the curse right now. Break the curse of fathers, Lord, leaving their children because their fathers left their families, Lord, and then their grandfathers left their families, and then their great-grandfathers, God, left the families. Lord, I speak against generational curses right now in the lives of men, God, in the lives of boys. I break and I speak against that generational curse right now in the name of Jesus. I'm so grateful, Lord, that you put into me the desire to break generational curses that were in my family's lineage. God, I'm so grateful. That's because, Lord, Mama raised me in the church, and she gave me something else to lean upon and depend upon instead of leaning and depending upon myself. If it had to do with just myself, Lord, then the examples that I had, Lord, would have led me to do the same thing. But, Lord, I had something else to see. There was something greater that I saw that you revealed to me. And it's not by my power, and it's not by my might, but it's by your spirit, Lord, that I was able to break generational curses in the life of my family. I bind and I declare and break generational curses in the lives of men this day in the name of Jesus. Break it now, God. Get the glory out of our lives that we may stand in our rightful place. And then I pray for those women that have stood in the gap. Pray for the single parent, the single mom that doesn't know where her next resource, her next way is going to be made. God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. We received a call yesterday, Lord, and Lady Yo prayed with a young lady, Lord. She don't know when the next set of money is going to come that she needs, Lord. But I pray that you will make a way out of no way in the name of Jesus. You are a God that can turn something out of nothing. You can create something out of nothing. You can turn nothing into something. But that's all we have to do is give you what we have, even if we don't have anything. And the man of God reminded us last night to praise you. Because when praises go, blessings come down. God can't help but to come down. And when God comes down in the midst of our praises, he begins to change things. I pray that you would continue to undergird, that you would continue to strengthen, that you would continue to encourage the women of God in our families, the moms, the wives, God, the sisters, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the parents, God. I pray for that wife. I pray for that mom. I pray for those homes. Thank you for their effective prayer. I thank you for their effective casting their cares upon you. God, I thank you for them having the willingness to tap into you and God and being able to get the strength that they need to help bless and to be a blessing to the family. God, woman God, that is, of God that is a blessing to the family, you said that their children shall rise up and call them blessed. Lord, give them the strength. Give them the courage. Give them the boldness to continue trusting you when things don't seem like they should be. When the husband is away, or when the husband does not have a vision, or God, or the husband has not given the correct instruction, Lord, I pray that you would give them the spirit of submission to you, that God, you would continue to lead them and guide them and direct them in all of their endeavors. That, God, you would get the glory out of their lives. And, Lord, that they would be the witnesses that their children would need to see to get a relationship with you. Lord, I pray for our children today. I pray that you would save them, Lord, today. Lord, I pray that you would cover them in your blood. Lord, we heard yesterday about something strange happening at a school where a man wanted to take his life at an elementary school. He had a determination that he was not going to go on its own, but God, you protected the school, God, in this area. You protected the staff as well. And I want to say, God, I need you. We ask that you would protect our families from the snares and the traps and of the enemy. We pray that you would protect our children. Protect them right now from the dangers seen and unseen. Save the unsaved right now. We call the backslider right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on them right where they are at and let them know that you love them. Give us to let them know that you love them, even though they've fallen short of your glory. Thank you, God, for being a merciful God. If you did it for me, God, you can do it for our children as well. Have mercy upon them, God, and encourage the ones that are striving for a life of holiness. Help us to build them up. Help us to encourage them. Help us to pray for them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to, God, to be a light, a witness to them, that they may not see the hypocriticalness of our ways. Do as I say and not as I do, but God, help them to follow what we do as we say it as well. Pray for the family unit. I pray for the church. Lord, I pray for people as a whole, families as a whole. Bless our wounds and bless our homes, Lord, and bless our finances, Lord, and bless the family in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, I pray for our ministries. I pray for my bishop, my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas Sr. I pray that you would grant him safe traveling mercies and grace as he makes his way up to the Northern District today to speak to our hearts. Lord, I pray that we would create such an environment, Lord, that makes preaching easy. Lord, that's what you allowed us to do yesterday, to create an atmosphere that allowed that made preaching easy, that a man who walked in struggling to take a step after step with a cane, that as he mounted the pulpit to declare your word, he didn't need a seat, Lord, and he began to walk around, Lord, like he didn't have any issues. He had left the cane to the side, Lord, and you performed a miracle right in the midst of us, Lord. Help us, Lord, today to create an atmosphere, Lord, that you can perform miracles, signs, and wonders in our midst again today. Pray that you will bless my leader, that you would strengthen my leader, that you would encourage my leader, that you would anoint my leader. The anointing runs down Aaron's beard. God, the word said it's like the dew, God. It's like the dew. God, I want to give you glory because, Lord, I know that you have something great in store for us today. You have something mighty in store for us today. So, God, get the glory. Get the glory out of our lives. Get the glory out of our worship. Get the glory out of our coming. And bless our leader, God, today, that he may speak with power, that he may speak with clarity, that he may speak with strength under your anointing, that a life will be changed. God, that you will get the glory out of us. Anoint him with a rhema word, God. In the name of Jesus, that dew, it's like a precious ointment that ran down Aaron's beard. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing run down from the leader all the way down to the follower. Let your glory be manifest in the midst of us on this evening. I pray for each and every pastor in the Great Northern District. Pray for Superintendent Tony Campbell, Pastor Eddie Pruitt, Lord, Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Pastor Wayne Crean, Pastor Andy Court, Lord, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Lord, Pastor Lawrence Payette, God, Pastor William Cornick, Lord, Pastor Ray Satterfield. I call out every single one of their names that you would bless them, Lord, on this day. I pray for the members of Praise Center, those that you've given me to be an example over for. I pray for Lady Olinda McCown. You know what she needs and more. Thank you for her anointing. Thank you for allowing her to be used last night. Thank you, God, for not only allowing her to invoke your presence through song and praise, but, Lord, to be able to declare a word that praise is our weapon. Lord, I'm grateful, God, that you allowed us to be at the right place and the right time to do ministry, to empower believers and to change lives. Bless her for her sacrifice. Bless her today as she get prepared for a coffee break. Lord, the week has been busy, and God, you know what she needs and more. Stir up in her the more. We pray for Diamond Star, Eric McCowan, Crystal McCowan, Aaron McCowan. We pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. Lord, we pray for, God, Mother Olga Green. God, thank you for bringing her back to us safely, Lord, and we thank you for her life and her ministry, God, that she's bringing into Praise Center. I pray for missionary Lysandra Miller. I pray for Sister Deanne Graham and Brother Renix Graham. Lord, I pray for those that are external for us, Lord. Sister Connie Coulter, that you will bless her. Those that are missing in action, God. Sister Monique, God, and God, Brother God, Herbert Lee. Lord, you know, Brother Coulter, Lord, you know, God, those that are linked to us, that are tied to us. And you know just what we need and more. I pray for our external partners. Sister Lisa Law, Brother Larry Brown, Brother Carl Christopher, Brother Kenyatta Schamberg, Brother Roland Wilson. Thank you for their seed of prayer and finances, God. I thank you for their sacrifice. And I pray, God, that you would bless them exceeding abundantly above all that they can ever ask or think. Lord, I ask that your will be done in our lives. We love you, Lord. We worship and adore you. And we just stop by to tell you this morning that we love you more than anything. Wax us strong in your love. Overwhelm us strong today in your love. Equip us, God, to be vessels, Lord, to God, overflow as we come together tonight, wherever we might be. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your presence. And I thank you for your anointing. We give you glory. We give you praise. Because the enemy has not triumphed over us. We bless your name this morning. It's in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.